الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي من علينا بنعمة الإيمان والإسلام والإحسان، والصلاة والسلام على من جاءنا بالقرآن والأحاديث الصحاح الحسان، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأتباعه الذين بلغوا لنا عنه الدين على أحسن وجه وأكمل بيان. أما بعد، أيها الناس اتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه راجعون، وعن الفتيل والنقير الحقير لا محالة تسألون، وعن كل أعمالكم وإن دقت وحقرت تحاسبون وتراجعون، فتأتي مكتوبة في كتاب واضحة يستوي فيها القارئ وغير القارئ، فلا تنسون منها شيئا ولا تفقدون. قال تعالى حاكيا عن الإنسان عندما يقرأ كتابه متعجبا: ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها، ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا، ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. فاستعدوا إخواني للموت وما بعده من الأهوال، فتلك أهوال عظام لا تستطيعها الجبال، فكيف بهذه الأجسام الضعيفة النحال.
بسم الله. So he began the khutbah for the Eid khutbah. You begin by doing takbir, and there will be takbir throughout the khutbah. And then he said, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah who has blessed us with given us the blessing of iman, of faith, of Islam, and of ihsan. And then he sends salats and salam, ask for prayers and peace to be upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that came with the revealed Quran and with beautiful sound sayings, the ahadith. And also may prayers and peace be upon his family, his wives, his companions, and those who follow him. Those that have transmitted his deen, transmitted the deen from him in the best of ways, in the most complete and the best of ways. And to commence, he said, O my brothers, have fear of Allah, and know that you are going, that you are definitely going to return to Allah. And that you will be asked about every little thing, no matter how insignificant. And that's you will definitely be asked about those things. And you're going to be asked about every single action, even if it's extremely extremely small. You will be taken to account for it, and you will be put in a state where you will have to review those actions. And then your book will come. Those actions will come written in a clear book. That book will not forget to bring anything that you have done. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Qur'an, speaking on the state of the human being when he reads that book that has now come with every single thing that he has done, and he's amazed at this book. In the Qur'an it says that that day the book will come, and it will not. The man will say, humankind will say, what is this book? What is the matter, what is the state of this book? It has not left any action, no matter how small or how great, except that it is written down in there. And then he said, so prepare yourselves for death and what comes after death. Because those things that will come after death are a grand matter that not even the mountains can bear. So what about if the great mountains cannot even bear these states of death and what's after it? Then what about the weak human body?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. استعدوا إخواني للموت وما بعده من الأهوال، فتلك أهوال عظام لا تستطيعها الجبال، فكيف بهذه الأجسام الضعيفة النحال. ومع هذا تمر عليه أحواله الدنيوية في مقدار لمح البصر، فكل الأحوال له في المحشر تمر في مقدار لمح البصر، فهو يكون ذا شباب واكتهال، ثم وذا بدانة وذا هزال، وغافلا وذاكرا وضاحكا، وباكيا ولاهيا وساكتا. فعمر الإنسان في التمثيل يحكي شريط آلة التسجيل، فهو يعيد ما يسجل عليه إن عاد من عليه سجل إليه. فالموت وما بعده خرق عادات لا يطاق ولا يقاس بأمر الحياة. قال تعالى: وجاء جاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد فالسائق هنا الملك والشهيد الجسم يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم كفى بالموت واعظا قال كدروا مجالسكم بذكر هادم اللذات فإن كنت في واسع ضيقه عليك وإن كنت في ضيق وسعه عليك وهو أيضا كما تعلمونه بالمشاهدة مفرق الجماعات ومؤجم الزوجات وتارك مال الشح للوارثين والوارثات فإياكم إخواني والاغترار بهذه الدار فهذه الدار ليست دار قرار بل دار مرور واستعداد لدار الآخرة دار القرار قال تعالى يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع أي منفعة قليلة فانية وإن الدار الآخرة هي دار القرار لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كان قبل الموت يبنيها فإن بناها بخير طاب مسكنه وإن بناها بشر خاب بانيها فإياكم وإياكم وإياكم والاغترار بهذه الدار فالليل والنهار مطيتان فاركبوهما بلاغا للآخرة.
So he said, prepare yourself for death and the states that are to come after death, these tremendous matters that even the mountains can't bear. So what about our weak bodies? And also, along with this, remember that this life and all the states of the dunya will pass by in the blink of an eye. And then he said that this life is nothing more than the blink of an eye. You go from youth to old age. You go from having healthy bodies to having weak bodies. You go into these different states, in being heedless and in sometimes remembering Allah. Sometimes laughing, sometimes crying. Sometimes quiet, sometimes in worship. All these different states that the human being are in, eventually it's going to just be seem no more than the blink of an eye. And he said the likeness of the life is just like a recording of a cassette player or an audio recording. He said your life is being recorded. Everything you say, everything you do is being recorded. And at the end of the life, just like that recording, you can play it back and you can hear everything. Then so too will be the recording of your actions. It will be played back and every single thing will be there. So it will either be a witness for you or a proof against you. And also remember that death itself and the states that are after it, we cannot even explain it because there's nothing that resembles it in this life. The states that a person will experience in death and what after it, we can't make say it's like this or it's like that because we can't understand it. It goes beyond what we can understand. And then he mentioned the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the pangs of death come, now you will see what you were heedless of. And you were heedless of it, but now once death comes, then your sight will be perfect. You'll be able to see exactly what was being talked about. And the Prophet ﷺ said that death is a sufficient reminder as far as the afterlife. To think about death is enough of a reminder. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, humble your sittings with other people by mentioning death in those sittings. And also remember that when death comes, if a person was in a state of spaciousness in this life, it's going to bring constriction. And if he was experiencing constriction in this life, it's going to bring spaciousness afterwards. And also we know that death, as we have witnessed, is something that can divide groups. People that were tightly knit groups can be separated because of death. Also, it's the thing that makes wives widows. And it's the thing that it takes the wealth from the greedy people after they die and spreads it amongst their greedy inheritors. And so beware, he said, beware and beware of being deluded by this life. Because it's not a life, it's not an abode that we are going to take final rest. It's not an abode of final rest. It's merely an abode that we're passing through, and it's abode that we have to that in it we have to prepare for the final resting place, which is the akhirah. And then he mentioned the ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this life is no more than just provisions. And it's going to be over. So those provisions are either going to be for you or against you. And he said that there's no abode that you'll live in the next life, except that you were working on building it in this life. Meaning the abode that you were building in this life, that's what you're going to reside in the next life. So if you were building it with khair, with good things, then you're going to have a good resting place. And if you were doing sharr, if you were doing evil, you're going to not have a good place to rest. And he said that the night and the day of our lives are just things that we can, it's like a saddle. So you have to ride it for khair. You have to use it for getting good things. And so use your nights and use your days for preparing you for the akhirah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, al-mubdi, al-mu'id. Al-munfarid bil-azamati wal-tawheed. Al-fa'al lima yureed. والصلاة والسلام على من جاءنا بالتوحيد وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين بلغوا مشارق الأرض ومغاربها هذا الدين من قريب ومن بعيد أما بعد أيها الناس اعلموا أن الموت لا يفوته عريب فكيف لا يزود الغريب وكلنا يبقى منفردا في بيت وحده غريب ألا وهو القبر يضعونه في قفر من الأرض قد خلف الأسباب وفارق الأحباب ووسد التراب ووجه إلى الحساب بعد القصور ضيق اللحود وبعد معانقة الأحبة معانقة الدود وبعد الأنس طول الوحشة والنكود فاحذروا إخواني ضمته ووحشته قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما رأيت منظرا إلا والقبر أغوع منه ألا وإن القبر حفرة من حفر النار أو روضة من رياض الجنة جعل الله قبورنا وإياكم من رياض الجنة ألا وإنه يتكلم في ذلك اليوم فيقول أنا بيت الظلمة أنا بيت الدود أنا بيت الوحشة.
He began the second khutbah again by doing takbir and then beginning by saying it, praise be to Allah, the one that begins and the one that ends. He is the only one with grandness and with oneness. And the one that does whatever he wants. And may Allah send prayers and peace upon the one that came to teach us about the oneness of Allah. And also to send prayers and peace upon his family, his companions, and those that follow him. The ones that have transmitted his deen to both the east, to the easternmost lands and to the westernmost lands. And have taken the deen from the far places and brought it close. And he said, and to commence, know that death is not going to pass by. Is not going to pass up any single person. So if we know this, if we know that death is not going to pass by any person, why aren't we preparing for it? And every single one of us will remain alone in his house in a state of being a stranger. And that house that he will remain in is his grave. They will put him in his grave in a portion of the land where there's nobody residing. And when he goes into the grave, he's going to leave the dunya of the world of reasons, the world of causative reasons, of asbab. And he's also going to leave his loved ones. And then as his pillow, he's going to have dirt. And he's going to be pointed towards his final account. And then in his grave, after living in castles and grand houses in this world, he's going to live in the constrictiveness of the graves. And after hugging his loved ones, he's going to be hugging the worms of the grave. And after feeling friendliness with people in this life, he's going to feel the loneliness of the grave. So he said, so beware and prepare yourself for the closing in of the grave and the loneliness of the grave. And the Prophet ﷺ said, I have not seen anything except that the grave is more scary, is more frightening. And also remember that the grave is either going to be one of the pits of hell or one of the gardens of the gardens of paradise. And the grave on that day, when a person goes to it, it will speak out and will say, "I am the abode. I am the abode of darkness. I am the abode of the worms. I am the abode of loneliness."
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ألا إن وراء ذلك اليوم يوم يشيب فيه الصغير ويسكر فيه الكبير وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد ألا وإن وراء ذلك ما هو أفظع منه وأشد نار حرها شديد وقعرها بعيد وخازنها مالك القوي الشديد أو نعيم لا ينقطع ولا يزول ولا يبيد جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب أحد من العبيد قال تعالى تلك الدار الآخرة أي الجنة وما فيها من النعيم الدائم ورؤية الله جل جلاله وسماع كلامه القديم نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين أي الجنة وما فيها من النعيم الدائم ورؤية الله جل جلاله وسماع كلامه القديم نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين أحلنا الله وإياكم دار النعيم وأجارنا وإياكم من العذاب الأليم بجاه نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم اللهم اجعل بلادنا من خير البلاد واجعلها آمنة مطمئنة إلى يوم التناد واجعل سكانها من أفضل العباد اللهم ألف على الخير بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم وفي سنة نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الكريم ابن الكريم ابن الكريم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيهما من الحكم العظيمات التي اشتملت على كل خير جسيم.
He said, and after the day of death, there's a day that's even more grand and more frightening than the death, and that's the day that the hair of children will be turned gray. That's the day that pregnant women will have miscarriages. He said, and the day with older people will be as if they're in a state of drunkenness, but they are not drunk, and that's the day of Yom Al Qiyamah. And also after that is a day that's even more frightening and more grand than that. And it's either the day when a person will be going into the hellfire, and the hellfire that has the heat of which is extreme, and the bottom of it is extremely deep. And the one who is the keeper of the hellfire is Malik, who is an extremely harsh and strong angel. Or a day when the people will be led into the paradise, in which the blessings will not be removed, and they will not change. Like Allah says in the Quran, it's a paradise, the vastness is like the vastness of the heavens and the earth. And it's been made for those that fear God. And it has in it that which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and it has never even come into the heart of any person as far as thinking about it. And Allah says about that abode, He said, that is the abode of the Akhirah, of the next life. And in that life, He said that it will have an everlasting blessing. It has everlasting blessings, and it has for the believers, they will be rewarded by looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that, so that is the abode of the next life. We have made it for those that do not want corruption in the earth, and that are humble when they are here. Then he made a dua, he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us and put you in this abode of blessing, and may He prevent us from the punishment of the hellfire, and may He do this by the rank and the station of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Kareem, the noble one, the son of the Kareem, the son of the noble one, the son of the noble one. And then he made a dua saying, may Allah bless this land and bless the people of this land and make the people of this land some of the best servants of Allah. And may he make the hearts one. And may he make us put us all on the best of paths. And may he make us far and get us away from corrupt matters, both the inward and the outward corrupt matters. And may he make our lineage great lineage by the rank and the station of our Prophet ﷺ.